This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think it was welcome for everybody involved to just get this out there and get it done with and get it over with and now turn the page, as so many in our audience and other audiences have suggested, to get this behind us. But it couldn't be behind us until Caleb himself spoke on it. And so I thought it was a good opportunity yesterday to have that conversation. And I do call it a conversation because this was not an interrogation. This was not what some in the Bears fan base feared, that we were going to be on a full-fledged attack of QB1 for past transgressions and wrongs that he may have committed against the organization. It was just an opportunity to understand where he was at, where he's currently at, where his headspace goes from here. And I thought it was a good 15 minutes. And that's the point here, Grody, is it was 15 minutes, right, of everybody's time to get this all tied up, cleaned up, and get everybody moving in the forward direction now.
Yeah, and so we'll give you full closure today. And I understand, too, like what you're saying, the reaction to this, like most people have been scared to death to stop at this point and talk about Caleb. Like I admit it's a painful part of the process, but it's not a part of the process that was in any way, shape, or form worth skimming over or skipping or any of that. And hopefully after today, we don't have to reference this point much more. I'm sure it will continue to pop up. So in the name of that, you said that he spoke for about 15 minutes yesterday, had the opening statement, then took every question possible from you guys, the media out there at Halas Hall, which was good. So I kind of, like, from my perspective, from having gone back and reviewing the press conference and everything that was said and everything that was done out there at Halas Hall yesterday, I came away with a few key topics that you and I have been discussing and then you and I have placed some import on in terms of the relevancy of this story. So I want to go through those particular moments here with you, Dan, and we could quickly discuss them and then get into some Ben Johnson. And then eventually we will begin to turn the page in our second segment of the podcast today, where we talk about the backup quarterbacks, and then we'll eventually get to some actual notes on the football and the OTAs, which is hopefully where we are headed, Dan, for the rest of this offseason program and training camp, for that matter.
Yeah, and there's only so much left, right? And so we're cleaning up some of the storylines and advancing forward here. The full team mini camp will be next week. That'll be mandatory. But yeah, let's walk through the back and forth with Caleb on Wednesday afternoon.
Let's start with one of the things that, you know, I think everybody needed to know, I don't know how much urgency you had in it, but the idea that he wanted to go to the Vikings and play for that front office and play for that head coach. And Caleb Williams cleared it up, said he went to the Vikings, liked the Vikings, but eventually loved the Bears more. Here's Caleb Williams in his words about that whole Vikings thing.
That went down, all that was said. Yeah, I had a good visit at the other place, Minnesota, with Kevin O'Connell, good staff and all of that. Obviously, he just won Coach of the Year award and things like that. So obviously good staff and things like that. But something that keeps getting lost, something that keeps getting, I think, not being addressed the way it needs to be, is the fact that, you know, I went on that visit first, came here, and then after I came here, I went back home, talked to my dad, and, all of the things that were supposed to be these big things that everybody's been talking about recently, one never happened, in the sense of they were all thoughts. They were all ideas. And I think if you're in the situation, I think if you're son or daughter, anybody is in a situation to be in that position, I think you think about all of the options and, you know, and you look at it, the history and the facts and all these different things. And, you know, those are thoughts that go throughout your head in those situations. So, you know, all of those were thoughts. And then after I came on my visit here, it was a deliberate answer determined answer that I had, is that I wanted to come here. And just like Ben spoke about.
a deliberate and determined answer. I do like the way he said that. So he's been basically, I mean, I could sum up a lot of this here, Dan. I mean, it's like he's saying right there, yes, I did it with confidence and authority, and this is where I wanted to be. This, to sum it all up, yet Caleb is saying, all that happened, all that you heard, yeah, my dad was trying to circumvent. Yeah, my dad was looking for different ideas and avenues. Yeah, I like Minnesota, but I liked it here better, and I'm here, and that was the decision I made, and I made that decision strongly.
You know, he defined these as ideas, as his words, good thoughts, bad thoughts. They were hypotheticals, and there were deliberations, but let's be clear, there were serious deliberations. Now, by the time we got through the pre-draft process, those deliberations had given way to Caleb's desire to come try to rewrite history with the Chicago Bears. But we can't just gloss over the fact that, again, as you and I have talked about, the Bears were three steps from the final level of quarterback hell, which was having a generational talent tell them, I don't want to play for you, right? Like, so that you can't just go, oh, well, nothing to see here and move on. So I'm glad Caleb addressed it. That what you just played right there was part of a 3 minute and 54 second opening statement. I thought that Caleb was, for the most part, smooth and forward looking in everything you would expected. But I did think he was a little bit nervy when you listened to him talk, particularly early on. In that gathering, a little bit nervy, maybe a touch embarrassed that he was in this position right now to have to clean up some of this mess. But again, all in all, a productive 15-minute back and forth that gets us closer to finality with this, with the understanding that there is still a process here of getting this whole project moving in the right direction, which it didn't move far enough in the right direction in 2024 during Caleb's rookie season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And yeah, I like the word that you used, nervy. I noticed that in your Tribune article as well, nervy. I was like, okay, that's a new way of saying
it. I did run that by a few other reporters in the room and said, am I being fair with this description? And everyone was like, oh, yeah, I felt the same thing in the room, that it was just a little bit, you know, like you were in the principal's office and you were trying to explain why you got there. You know, yeah. We've all been there once or twice in our life, and we understand kind of how you try to communicate in those situations, and it's not always super graceful and eloquent.
Yeah, I mean, he straight up admitted it. He just said, this is a distraction. And the insinuation was, I know that I've caused this distraction, and now I've got to distinguish this distraction, and hopefully this is the last time I have to deal with it. So that was the number one cut that I was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Excited to hear another thing that we've been talking about, and then everybody's been talking about, is the film study. And basically it made it sound like Caleb Williams did not know how to study film at the NFL level, that he wasn't getting help from the folks that were running Hallis Hall last year and the guys that he was supposed to. This is now Caleb on the film study. I got to admit, I don't know how to describe this, but I laughed out loud when I heard Caleb describing this, because he was because he seemed genuinely amused. You're about to hear the answer. I think he got a kick out of the idea that we thought he couldn't watch film, or maybe it was back to Dan's assessment of him being a little bit, how'd you put it? A little embarrassed, a little nervy.
Yeah, and we'll go ahead and listen to it, and we'll talk about it.
Let's we'll all interpret now this cut right here.
Yeah, you know, that was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts, in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient. Learning ways to, you know, pick up things better. And so that was a funny one that came out, that, you know, in context and how I was trying to, you know, portray it, didn't get portrayed that way. So, it wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. I was trying to figure out the best ways and more efficient ways so I can watch more film. I can gather more information so that when I do go out there on game day, that it's, you know, I'm, you know, that information that I gathered through Monday, when we got back, you know, all the way up to, you know, whatever day the game day is. So when I get get out there, I can gather it, you know, I see it, I can react. And it's not me sitting there thinking so much about, you know, the rules and these different things. It's more of a reaction game at that point in muscle memory.
What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, look, like I think that Caleb tried to clarify there and say that, look, this was about trying to become more efficient with my film study, to become more refined and understand exactly how to be more dialed in and learning how to pick things up better in a way that translates over to the football field. That process is going to be ongoing. We've documented it many times that the Bears did not put a veteran tutor around him during his rookie season. It's here now in Case Keenum. And I know we'll talk about Case in a little while, yeah, about his value to Caleb and his value to this very specific topic in Caleb's development. But look, like I think the quarterback as a young player with a lot expected of him maybe has some initial early difficulty of admitting where he is not elite yet, right? And one of those things may be some of the things that we're talking about, some of the things that we've heard from inside the building for the better part of the last 6 months in terms of refining work habits, understanding what the QB1 lifestyle in the NFL looks like, understanding how to watch film. It's hard to tell people, hey, I know I was the first overall pick in the draft and proclaimed as the city's savior and you know, presumably destined for great things in the NFL, but I turn on the film sometimes and I'm not quite sure what I should be accomplishing with this particular film study. That's hard to admit. It's hard to admit privately. It's harder to admit publicly. And I think that's some of what you heard in Caleb's laughter there. Again, if we're going to do this as a large portion of the audience has suggested with forward-looking eyes, okay, the next step is becoming better at watching film, about leaning on your offense coordinator, your quarterback's coach, your head coach, your veteran mentor, QB2/3 in Case Keenum, and getting the help you need to do that process more efficiently and better. That's next for Caleb, and that's going to be all a part of what 2025 is as he tries to create that pathway to success.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.